For the first time, the Northwestern Wildcats have won back-to-back-to-back bowl games. They have beaten the Utah Utes in the Holiday Bowl. It's all over, 31-20, and the Wildcats with a comeback to remember.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Thanks. Have a great rest of the day. Go Cats.
So I'm doing a New Year's Eve show. I walk out on stage and announce the score. Since 20-3. I like where we got these guys. We got them right where we want them. I look up, and it's 31-20, a 28-point third quarter.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. The obvious question, I only wish we had Coach Fitz here so I could ask him. Hi, Coach. How are you?
I'm doing great. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. The obvious question is, what did you say at halftime to shoot those guys out of the locker room like a rocket?
You know, you got a pen and piece of paper?
Yeah, gonna I'm going to write it down. Go ahead.
I didn't say anything. No, we just talked about, you know, going out and playing our game. We just made a bunch of mistakes in all three phases, quite frankly, which was a little disappointing because we practiced so well, and I thought the guys had prepared really, really well. And so very calm, just very matter-of-fact. Talked about a couple adjustments we wanted to make. But more importantly, let's go execute. Let's get a stop here where our defense went out first, get some momentum, and then let's get a score. That's exactly what happened. And then you could just feel the momentum shift right away.
Do you ever allow yourself to feel like, yeah, we don't have it today? Like with 30 minutes to go, do you ever go, you know, we're going to make the best of this, but it's not going our way? Do you allow yourself to get in that headspace?
No, I'm not. You know, I don't think I've ever felt that way in any game. It's actually the other way around. It's, you know, there's too much time on the clock. You know, we would love to have hit fast forward when we started the fourth quarter.
Sure.
Just because we had so much momentum. But, you know, it was a great night. It was a really interesting night, too, because the weather was so picture perfect all week in San Diego. And it was an awful weather night. Maybe the worst night that they've had there in months.
Well, Andy, you lived out there for years. Yeah. Did you see weather like that?
Usually it didn't happen until January or February.
Yeah.
December was kind of early.
Yeah, everybody was shocked at the way that the weather turned. And I think it was a bigger factor than we thought it would be. You know, when we saw that the forecast changed to potential rain, you know, I was talking to the Holiday Bowl folks, like, it might just rain for about 5 or 10 minutes, but it'll be okay. It was cold. it rained almost the whole second and third quarters, and then it opened up again late in the fourth. So, interesting night, but just so proud of our guys, especially our seniors. What a great run they've had, and just so thankful for them.
Hey, Coach, Happy New Year. Congratulations again. A great game. And, you know, you mentioned the seniors, and one in particular, Clayton Thorson, your quarterback. Can you explain how much he has meant to this program and just setting the bar the way he has?
Yeah, I don't know if words can describe him. I think he's outside of our program. I think he's really underappreciated. But inside our program, you know, he truly is the guy that set the standard here for, you know, his career that I think every quarterback to follow will truly have to, you know, fight to live up to. You know, the work ethic, the leadership, the toughness, you know, the fancy business word now is grit, you know, all those things. You know, he embodies what's so great about college football. He's so humble. He always worries and concerns more about his teammates than he does about himself. And I thought he was really good, you know, in the Holiday Bowl. It did not go well early. There were some things that we just did not execute. He was a small piece of that issue. And, you know, he and I, you know, we had a little moment where we were sitting down talking on the bench. I said, how are we doing? What do you think? Where do you want to go? There's some issues that you want us to change. You know, and he looked at me. He's like, no, we're fine. We'll get this figured out. And, you know, to his credit, he was really calm. And, you know, I think that presence, I think, really helped. And then he played out of his mind in the second half, which anytime your quarterback does that, it gives you a chance to win. But he's going to play this game for a long time. You know, Mick McCall gets, again, I think he's underappreciated, you know, the development of our quarterbacks that we've had, you know, as our offensive coordinator, quarterback coach here over the time that Mick and I have been together. It's been really special. I'm just really thankful for him and Joanne and, you know, the way that he's really done a great job for us.
with the Holiday Bowl win, with the winning the West for all of the I mean, just the amazing wins that you had this season and the opportunity to play in the Big Ten Championship, where does this season rank in your experience with the Northwestern Wildcats?
Well, it was awesome. It was a lot of fun. I mean, it's, you know, every year is a new and daunting challenge. You have 25% of your team that's, you know, graduated, and, you know, 25% that are freshmen that are absolutely clueless. So, you know, you got a lot of work to do every year. And you know, this group faced a ton of adversity. And it wasn't a huge senior class either, but it was a very, very successful senior class, and one that made a huge impact. And so, you know, as I really, you know, haven't had a ton of time to reflect, we just got back late last night, and, you know, it's been a long season. But the adversity that this group overcame, it goes back to the way, you know, that they started last offseason. They were very focused. There wasn't one day that I had to, you know, really, you know, get upset with them because they weren't practicing hard. And, you know, I think about a guy like Mike Hankwitz, our defensive coordinator. This was his 49th year coaching.
Wow.
You know,
how about that?
Amazing. Yeah, amazing leadership in our coaching. And, you know, the way that our defense played all year with the amount of new faces that we had in our secondary, and we had a bunch of injuries. You know, we don't have Andre Hardage and Nate Hall and Jordan, you know, Thompson in the game. Those are three great players for us. That you know, a handful, you know, Nate and Montre didn't play a bunch. So the job that Hank did this year was maybe his best in the time that we've been together, just because of his patience and his willingness to be flexible. And then we had two new coaches on defense with Timmy McGargle and Matt McPherson. So a lot of work that was put into this year. And you know, I think our guys saw the reward. You know, we didn't play great every game, and that's going to be the next challenge. We've got to start faster. We can't allow the season to get off to the start that it did this year. But the guys will learn from that. We'll get better.
Coach, you were talking about the seniors, and I know that it's not the end of the school year, but it's the end of the football season. So how do you start cutting the cord with those seniors right now?
Don't call me. Don't look back.
Is it too hard, or do you hang on to them till graduation, and then you get your heartbreak then?
Yeah, no, you know, Thursday of game week is really, of bowl season, is really an emotional practice for me personally.
I bet.
Yeah, it's the last practice that you have with the seniors, and we've kind of created a tradition where we have like a little tunnel that kind of is a clapping tunnel, saying thank you to those guys as they walk off the field. And, you know, it's tough. It's really tough to see those guys move forward. But that's, again, the great thing about college football is you start relationships with these guys 15, 16, 17 years old, and then 4 or 5 years later, you see them become the men that they're capable of, and that's what our program is all about. So, you know, when you get our program, you get us for life. It's something that's it's a forever thing, and we're just so grateful and thankful for them and for their families. And, you know, the biggest challenge will be for them. You know, they now have to embark. If it's the NFL, we believe we've prepared them, and they've put the work in for that. But that's plan B. Plan A is life, and, you know, we believe we're the best developmental program in the country, and these guys will all be successful. They'll all be ready to be gainfully employed here quickly. Some guys already have job opportunities, and, you know, other guys are going to wrap up their undergraduate, or, you know, a big group of guys are going to be wrapping up their master's here as the winter and spring quarter comes to an end. But just so thankful for those guys.
Talking to Coach Fitz, amazing comeback. And Andy, I believe I'm right about this.
Uh-huh.
Single quarter record for a bowl game, 28 points?
28 points, yeah.
And
pretty amazing.
Pretty amazing.
Coach, you know, you mentioned adversity, and I want to go back to a name and find out the impact that Jeremy Larkin had on this team. I mean, he had to force to be retired, and you didn't hear his name a whole lot, but I know that he was with the team. And what kind of an impact did he have going forward from that day that he had to retire?
Yeah, you know, an emotional roller coaster for Lark. You know, it was, you know, you start the year, you know, he was obviously, you know, I think everybody saw the football player that he really, you know, is and will always be, you know, in that Purdue game where it was like, whoa, look at this guy. Here we go. Hey, Justin Jackson, great career, but look out. Here comes Larkin, you know, and you know, it was then, you know, it was devastating. And for a number of weeks, you know, I think he was able to kind of still stay in the euphoric state of the way the season started. But then we took a little bit of a break. He refocused on school. And you know, and on himself, you know, because it got really hard for a little while, and it's still going to be hard. But then, you know, Lark was able to get back and get engaged, you know, really the last month of the season. It just his smile, his passion for our program, his teammates, and, you know, he's going to be incredibly successful, whatever he chooses to do. I'm trying to recruit him to become a coach. I think he loves the game, and I'd love to have him be a part of our staff once he's done with school and become a graduate assistant and get him going. But if it's not, you know, coaching, it'll be whatever he chooses to be. And, you know, I'm sure the Wildcat Nation, if he chooses not to be a coach, will want to, you know, have him be a part of their companies and organizations, just like I do with all of our seniors. So just so thankful for him. He's a great guy.
All right, Coach Fitz, the question on everybody's mind, because NFL insiders have linked you to the Green Bay Packers coaching vacancy as a candidate. You have connections there, but also other coaching opportunities. What do you say to the rumors about being linked to NFL franchises such as the Green Bay Packers?
Well, you know, first of all, I really don't believe in talking about rumors. You know, it's humbling anytime, you know, people outside your program believe that your program is being run the right way. That's a testament to the program, our coaches, our support staff, our, you know, our entire organization, the way we run the program from A to Z, you know, it's 365. And so I'm very proud of what our program has been able to become and what we're all about. And, you know, you can't control those rumors, but you can just control your commitment. And I think we've been pretty steadfast in our commitment to the university, and we feel the same way. So, you know, it sure beats the alternative, I'll tell you that, because, you know, Monday is we're getting ready to kick the game off. There were a lot of families that, you know, found out that they're out of work. So,
sure.
You know, we're very happy to be here, very honored to be here, and very excited about the future. And, you know, look forward to just continuing to build and grow the program. We're far from the finished product, and that's the direction that we definitely want to go. We want to continue to make playing in Indianapolis and winning that game and being Big Ten champions a standard. And you know, we got over a big hurdle this year, but we got a long way to go.
You know, you mentioned Green Bay, and you mentioned bad weather. The weather sucks unbelievably in Green Bay, Coach. I'm not just trying to, you know, make sure you stay around, but you thought the weather was bad in San Diego. Green Bay, oh, you don't want any part of that. No part of that. Meanwhile, Justin Jackson had a great LA Chargers run. He's headed for the playoffs. Clayton Thorson's going to get looked at by an awful lot of people. Do you guys talk about that before the end of school?
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, there's a bunch of guys that I think are going to get a shot. We've had, you know, more guys this year in the NFL than we ever have. And I think that shows where our program's going. It starts and ends with recruiting. You know, we've just got to continue to add just the depth that you need to have to be a championship-level program. You have to have competition. You have to have depth when adversity starts. And I think we've been really trending in a really positive direction, upgrading our talent every single year. And so I look forward to watching these guys take the next step that are seniors. Yeah. And our guys that are in the league right now, you know, they're having great years. I mean, it was probably, you know, from a production standpoint, the NFL, one of the more successful years we've had. We had Sherrick playing for the Bears, who were fired up for him. And obviously, Coach Nagy and everybody this weekend, and Anthony Walker down with the Colts.
Yep.
You know, the list goes on and on. You mentioned Justin, Kyle Cairo down with the Cowboys. You know, there's a bunch of guys that are playing. Just Brian Peters with the Texans. We got a bunch of guys in the playoffs this weekend and next. And so we just look forward to watching them all win. And hopefully one of those guys be Super Bowl champions. That would be awesome, especially Sherrick. I'm a little biased. He's the oldest guy. So.
Sure.
It'll be great.
By the way, I got a drunken call from Dave Ennett celebrating. You know Dave. he reminded me that he did the call on October 7th, 1916, when Georgia Tech beat Cumberland 222-0. And he said he hadn't seen a game like that since then. 63 points in the first and second quarters, 54 in the third, 42 in the fourth for 222 points. He was so excited. He just talked it on and on. I set the phone down, Coach. Hour and a half later, he was still talking about you guys.
Oh, geez. You know, well, the good news is he was on the call prior to the game, and you weren't. And, you know, we've kind of seen a little theme here of who needs to be on the call prior to a game.
And, yeah, yeah, yeah.
your impact is becoming very insignificant.
It's just bizarre because every time I get to the airport for the team plane, you guys have left 20 minutes before. I don't know. I got to pay more attention to what time it is, but you always leave me the time, and I don't know. It must be on me.
Yeah, that, or you might want to figure out that we're giving you the wrong itinerary.
What?
But that's okay, but, you know, maybe.
What?
It's called awareness, brother. And
it's outrageous.
You're lacking in that department.
Just outrageous. Thank you, man. Congratulations.
Thanks, Coach.
Well, I appreciate it. Looking forward now to basketball season. We got some big ones this week.
Yes, sir.
And, thanks for an amazing, amazing year as always. Always fun being with you guys. And to all of our great Wildcat fans, thanks for the amazing support. Have a great new year. And let's go win a Big Ten championship here in 19. So thanks a lot. Go Cats.
There you go.
Go Cats. There you
Do
go.
You know that Coach Fitz can't finish a sentence in his normal life without saying go Cats? Did
That's
you know?
Great.
I loved after the game when he was asked about the coaching rumors, and he said the word hashtag.
Yeah, the hashtag.
Go Cats. Hashtag.